Hi there, is it possible if I can please speak with Lewis Duncan, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Mr. Duncan, my name's Billy and I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. We're currently contacting you regarding your Scottish redress claim that you've applied for online treatment and abuse. Yep, so my job today is just to make sure that I've got your details on file correctly and explain the procedure to you. Is that okay with yourself, Mr. Duncan?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. So first things first, if I am correct, I've got you on the file as Lewis Duncan. And Lewis is spelled L-E-W-I-S, is that correct, sir?
That's correct.
Now, could I ask you, when you was within the care systems, do you know if you was known by any other names at all, darling?
No, I was known as Lewis James Duncan.
Lewis James Duncan, perfect. And can I please ask you, Mr. Duncan, we have a mobile number, the number that we're speaking to you on at the moment. Is that the best contact number for you moving forward?
Yeah.
Perfect. We also have been provided with an email address from yourself. The email address you provided us with is duncanlewis742@gmail.com. Again, is that correct, darling?
That's right.
Brilliant. Perfect. Could I please ask you for your current home postcode where you're residing at the moment, please, Duncan?
DG13 Sierra Foxtrot. I knew there was a 3 in there somewhere.
No problem. And is that Annan Road in Dumfries?
Yeah, it is.
What's the house name?
Sandrig Farm Cottage.
Sandrig Farm Cottage. No problem. Let me just get that on here. And could I please ask you for your date of birth, please, Mr. Duncan?
Yeah, it's 22/10/1984.
No problem. Now, in regards to yourself, I do need to ask the question. Have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that at all, sir?
No.
No problem. And in regards to this case, before I go any further, I just want to make you aware that we're not going to ask you to pull out any evidence or locate any information. We will do that for you. That is our job to do so. So.
All right.
Basically, we just need a brief statement from you, just so we have an understanding of certain places where you were positioned, and then from that, we will go ahead and value your claim. As all we need to do is locate your files and prove that you was within these places, and then the statement is what your evaluation of your claim will be. Now, we're not here to question you. In regards to this case, I understand that, of course, it's possibly a hard topic for you to go into conversation about, but I do appreciate that today, and I will reassure you that we will get you the justice that you deserve. Now, prior to you going into the care system, what area did you grow up in? Do you know where you were based before you were sent into care?
I was in Ayrshire.
No problem. So I'm assuming it would have been Ayrshire local authority that did pop you into the care system.
Yeah, it was North Ayrshire.
No, no problem. Thank you so much for that. And how old was you roughly when you were sent into the care system?
It's kind of hard to remember. I left in the end of 99 and I'd spent 3 or 4 years.
So you left in 99 and was there 3, 4 years? Was there 4 years? No problem.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'll figure that out for you. That's perfectly fine. Do not worry. And do you know where you were first taken to? Do you know what care home or,
I was in Newfield in Johnson.
In Johnston, so I've had a few stories regarding this place. I've had a couple of people myself that have been positioned within that place. So you're in Newfield in Johnston. How long were you staying within Newfield for, roughly?
Just over a year, if I remember correctly.
Over a year. And then after that, where did you get placed, darling?
Kibble, Paisley.
Kibble and Paisley, I've heard of this many, many of times. And was they only the two places where you was positioned, or was you sent anywhere else?
I was in just normal children home before that, which was Durrampool Place and Irvine.
And was that all right
there? I was only in there for 2 weeks.
And while you were there, did you feel like you've received any abuse?
No.
No problem. Or pausing the kibble and in also John Isbury in Newfield, you felt like that's where?
Yeah, well, they're locked in the rooms all the time in Newfield, so.
So, can I please ask you, with this claim ongoing, what we require from yourself is a beneficiary. Now, basically, that would be if, fortunately, the worst was to happen to you over the next few months with the claim ongoing, is there anybody that you would be happy for this payment to go to? they would need to be over the age of 18.
Yeah, be my partner.
Can I take their name, please?
Yeah, I'll just get it on. She can give you the details.
Thank you, no problem.
Hello?
Hiya, my name's Billy and I'm basically a claims handler regarding the Scottish redress claims, so I'll be the one to operate on his behalf regarding anything. Now,
right.
I will also pop him a message over after this call, so if he has any questions or anything, he's got direct contact for me there, and same way with yourself. If you want to track his claim or anything for him, I will be happy
right.
to cooperate. Now, we do need a beneficiary, which would basically just mean that if anything was to happen to him over the next few months with this claim ongoing, the payment would then be released to yourself. Would you be
right.
happy for us to keep you as a beneficiary on the system?
Yeah, that's fine.
What's your name, darling?
It's Barbara Proudmark.
Barbara?
Proudmark.
Is that P-R-O-U-D-L-O-C-K?
Yep.
Perfect. And can I just ask you for your contact number there, please, Barbara?
07-864-849-276.
No problem whatsoever. Now, I'm not too sure. Let me have a look here. That is everything that I require from yourself at this very moment in time. But what I will do is, like I said, I'm going to pop him a message over on WhatsApp just so you've got direct contact there. So if you
right.
want to track his claim or anything for him moving forward, then don't hesitate to pop me a message over. Of course,
right.
we'll just need to confirm your name and things and it can go from there, darling. All right.
That's fine. You won't lose
no
that.
Problem. Yes, please.
It is.
Hello.
Could I please ask you, Linus, could
yeah.
I please take the name of your parents?
Yeah, it was Carol and Duncan. And I don't know if it would go by my stepdad or my real father, so...
I mean, we can keep mum's address on the system, just mum's name on the system, that's no problem, and I can leave... dad's out of it, just because it's only for any reason we were to locate, say, four accounts for a Mr. Lewis James Duncan, and they wanted
right.
to have different parents' names on there. We just make sure that it was matching the correct systems and also the correct information, so we know we've got the
yeah.
correct file for yourself. Was it just you in the care system, or did you have any siblings with you?
No, just me.
Just you, no problem. And do you know why you were placed into the care?
For my own safety, basically. Can't remember the word they used, but it was for my own safety.
No problem. Now, in regards to yourself, each claim is obviously case and individually valued. Of course, everyone's statements are individually different. But regarding yourself here, what I can let you know is each claim is averaging at the moment around 48,000. Of course, you can be looking at a lot more than that, but it'd be wrong for me to give you any higher value at the moment. We can only make you aware of the average.
Right.
Now, in regards to yourself, we do need to make you aware that you can claim for this off your own accord, and you can also instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes where anything up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. You can also instruct a private agreement. Now, we
right.
do not... participate in government legal fee schemes, whereas you have chosen us, it would be under a private agreement of no win, no fee.
Right.
If you came for any reason, you wouldn't be charged a single penny. And if the case is successful, then the legal team will deduct a fee of 16% plus VAT, which is a maximum of 20%. Is that okay with yourself, sir?
Right, okay.
Now, the way that the case works from here is they're going to go ahead right away, and what they're going to do is they're going to request your file. Now, once
okay.
they've got your... It just basically will prove that you was within the kibble and you was within these places that we are taking the claim against. And what we'll do from there, that's everything. Then they'll go ahead and they'll then build the case based on your statement and they'll then value the case.
Right.
So, in regards to yourself, what's going to happen is I'm going to send you a document over. It will come through to your email and it will also come through to you on a text message.
Right.
Now, that will come through right about now. And that is basically going to need to be returned from yourself if you are happy for us to take it further.
Right,
what we
okay.
also will write from you is we have to go in the same format as Scottish redress, because if we don't go in their format, they'll knock it back. And, of course, the more delays we have on the case, the more delays it would be for yourself. So
yep.
we would prevent that. What they will require from us is a picture of your ID or proof of address. Now, do you have anything like a driver's license or passport or a bus pass or anything like that at all?
I've got a birth certificate. I've got nothing really but registration document for a car. Is it the only thing I've got with proof of my address or my bank account?
So, birth certificate is perfectly fine. That's not a problem. We can have a picture of that. We just need to see all four corners of the birth certificate so we are aware that, of course, we've got everything. They would also require proof of address. Do you get anything like doctor's letters or anything through? Or do you get anything like council tax or anything like that?
No, not really. I don't really get any mail.
Do you have anything online, like from your phone? Do you have anything like, let's just say, even if it's a letter, say, from Bingo, for an example, or... Bank statement's perfectly fine. You can cover up your important pieces of information. That's not a problem. The only issue we have is, if you've not got photo ID, they require two proofs of address for you. Now, we can have two different bank statements. They just need to have different dates on there. That's not an issue. They both just need to make sure that they are dated within the last 3 months. Is that okay with yourself?
Yeah, I've got two bank accounts of the same company anyway, so that's easy enough.
Perfect. That's fantastic. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get the link sent over to you whilst you are on the call with me, and I can help you get that submitted back. Just give me 2 seconds to do so. So you should have just had a document that would have come through to your email, and it would have come through to you on your mobile number as a link above as well, darling.
Yeah, it's just came through the now.
If you'll click on that link for me, that would be perfect. Once you click on that link, it shall bring you up to a box saying proceed to document.
Oh, yeah, I'm just reading it just now.
Yeah, no problem.
So I just need to sign that, say.
Yeah, so there'll be a box that'll say signed by a client, but once you click on it, it will automatically put a signature in there for you. So don't worry if it doesn't look like your actual signature. It most likely never will.
Right, come on. I hope that's done, but...
Is there a button in the top corner saying finish or anything like that at all?
No, not that I'm seeing. It's not letting me push it in, and it just filled my name into a bunch of grey boxes.
And then does it say, underneath it, does it say apply, or does it say I acknowledge or anything?
I've got it now. That should be it.
Perfect. And then let me see if that's come back through, darling.
There we go. Hang on. There we go, I've got it there.
Have you pressed finish on there for me?
Yeah, I'm looking for finish.
She'll be at the top of the bottom of the page usually.
Oh no, that I'm seeing.
When you've pressed apply, when you go to the signature box where it's got your signature, click on that for me.
Yeah, got it. So it's been signed in the document.
Let me have a look here if that's come back now. Yeah, that's perfect. That's come back. Now, I have also just sent you a message over on WhatsApp, darling, for your birth certificate and your proof of address. Would you be able to send that over to me on the call recording as well, please?
Yeah, I'd be able to.
Perfect.
Yeah, I don't know. Just try and get on to that.
Thank you.
Where the hell is it? My statements.
Your bank statements, is that what you're struggling with?
Yeah.
Did you go onto your online banking app?
Yeah.
Does it say...
It just blocked me for taking fucking a screenshot there.
Oh, that's what I think.
That's what I'm looking for. I found it now. I'll be able to screenshot these. So, okay, that's my current. And I'm seeing my savings. Hey, it's letting me do that. Hey, fine. Hey, alright, that's you. Should have all 3 pixels. One of the accounts is my current and one's my savings, so that should give you your 2 addresses.
Perfect, yeah. That should be fine. That'll be brilliant. Yeah, fantastic. That's amazing. Thank you for that. To be honest with you, I think you're the first person that's done that as clear as day properly without me having to explain. So thank you. The only last thing I need to do with you now is basically just take a brief statement of what you've had to deal with throughout your time within the care home. Now, first of all, can I just ask you, when you was originally first taken away from your parents, I can imagine that you were very sad and very heartbroken because you were unsure on what was going on. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was because of my mum's partner I get taken away because he was heavy-handed, from what I remember.
And could I please ask you, when you first, when you first arrived at, it was the Newfields you got sent to first, wasn't it, darling?
Yeah, it's a resource centre, if I believe it's right.
And could I please ask you, in regards to Newfield, can I ask you for your memories of that place, please?
Everything was under lock and key. We were escorted everywhere we went. I don't really remember too much about it. I sort of blank on it.
Which is understandable. Can I just ask you, while she was in the Newfield, was you ever hit by any of the staff members, whether it was you with hands, feet, belt, whips? Did they use anything at all to be physical towards you?
I've been dragged about, but apart from that, no kind of heavy stuff.
Did you ever get locked in any rooms or anything in Newfield or singled out
here? Yeah, every room we were in, we were locked in. If it was a classroom or back in the unit, we were locked in our unit, and then we were locked in our rooms at night as well.
And could I please ask you, was the children quite boisterous in Newfield? Did you feel like you had to get into fights or anything like that there?
I was kind of lucky because one of the boys that I kind of ran about with at my school was in there before me, so...
so you knew somebody in there.
I kind of had that to fall back on, but the first 2 hours was bonkers, from what I remember, until I realised my mate was there, so...
And what was your friend called?
Andrew Curry.
And could I please ask you, also, while you was in Newfield, was food always an option and things like that here, darling?
Was what?
Was food always an option? Did they always provide you with food and things?
Yeah, we had set times, but yeah, from what I remember, but again, I'm quite young, so...
Quite young, and you understand it's quite very memory, so don't worry at all. Do you remember if they allowed you to see your family while she was here as well?
Yeah, they made me see my mum, even though it was her partner, was the reason why I was in there. And they still let us go and see her, Ken visits and all of this, which I didn't like, but I still had to do.
And when you got passed on to the table in Paisley, can I ask you, was the staff abusive in here?
I wouldn't say abusive, no. Not in the unit.
Was they
was. Stuff went on in the school where...
Can I ask you, when you was in the kibble in Paisley, was you always provided with food and clothing and things like that here?
Yep.
Yep, and can I ask you, what was the punishment here? Did they ever make you sit in a hallway at night time? Did they ever keep you locked in your bedroom? Did they ever restrain you in any way?
Yeah, been restrained a couple of times and locked in my room, not as such, just things taken away from me, like not being able to go use the leisure facilities or whatever.
Can I ask you, did they ever address you as any nasty names or anything, any of the staff or the children, or did you ever get involved in any bullying from any of the children while you were here this time?
I don't know, but that's kind of good on, so that's a hard jump. I would say yes.
And could I ask you, was there ever the staff ever... Did they ever assist you to the showers or anything like that, or say they had to help you shower, or even, say, put you in a cold bath or a cold shower at any time as a punishment?
No.
No problem. And let me just tell you, I do need to ask the question, did anybody ever sexually assault you while she was within these places?
No.
No problem. Is there any other memories that you would like me to get popped down for you, darling, regarding your time within the care system?
No, as I say, I've kind of really, I've blanked a lot of it, and I'm kind of going in.
Mentally and physically. blank as much as you can.
I've abused my body with alcohol and all the rest because of it and shit, so I kind of tend not to even think about it.
Oh, And of course, speaking to you now, I understand that it's something that you have tried to put to the back of your mind, and it's something that you don't wish to worry about anymore. It's something that you're just trying to forget about. Trying to forget about it. But never will. And of course, I can understand that you possibly have struggled to build relationships and trust people. Is that correct?
Yep.
So thank you so much for your information that you have provided me with today. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go right ahead now. I'm going to basically get everything typed up, what we have discussed today for you. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get your case sent over into submission right away. Now, you'll hear off me within the next week or so, darling, with your first set of updates. And as soon as we've got your first updates, we'll go straight on to stage 1 and 3, and we'll go from there. Now, if there's anything you need off me, you give me a call. You've got me there on WhatsApp. If you need anything, just give it. Even though it's a mobile number, it's still a fully system. It looks like a mobile number, so that way you can contact me via WhatsApp too. But if you just can call straight in, and it'll come straight through to me. One last thing which I'm going to do for you is I'm going to secure your account with a password, just so if anyone does give you a call and you're a bit unsure on who you're speaking to, just ask them for the password. And if they don't know the password, just hang up the phone on them. Now, is there any word that's memorable to you or your partner that you would like me to keep as a password for you?
I'll use my dog,
and is that Blair?
B-L-E-S-S.
Bless, perfect. We've got a password as Bless, so if anybody does give you a call and they don't state that password as we've set today, then hang up the phone on them. Other than that, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I look forward to keeping you updated, darling. Okay,
thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Bye. Bye-bye.